This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Talia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Talia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Talia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yeah, wake up. I know, I feel lazy too. Wake up. Man. I tell you, is the world just going too fast for us? Is that what's going on? I mean, I wake up and I'm like, okay, maybe we're done with all the Kavanaugh controversy. We can move on. I got a lot of work to do. Saints did a pretty good job yesterday, although I have to admit the Redskins tried to hold their own. I'm like, I can now start concentrating on some football, catch up on work and all sorts of good stuff. And then Nikki Haley resigns. And we're going to talk about that. Pretty admirable the way they handled it. They kept it quiet. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, or the Ambassador to the United Nations, apparently resigned 6 months ago. White House was able to keep this sucker quiet. And both of them looked like complete class acts, as they were, discussing the resignation. We'll talk about what's going on there and what I think is going on. But we got a lot of news to talk about, too. Apparently, we are being told that a pandemic worse than the Spanish flu from 1918, a pandemic worse than that, may be coming soon. Why? Not only because of antibiotic resistance, which doesn't really make a hell of a lot of sense because flu is virus, but because we're obese. They think that a bunch of us will die because we're too obese and because of antibiotic resistance, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Hurricane Michael. It has been already upgraded to a Category 2 as projected. Expected to even strengthen more than that before Florida landfall. We'll tell you what's going on there. We also have been told that as climate change occurs, more people are going to have mental illness. For every degree our Earth gets warmer, we will have more mental illness. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how your erectile dysfunction may actually be genetic. And dads and grandpas don't really talk about it, so even if it is genetic, you're never going to know about it. We're being told that millennials aren't really into the whole primary care doctor thing. That they're ditching the idea of having a primary care doctor. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how some of these breast cancer survivors really don't like Pink October. Apparently, one says it can't end quick enough, and we're just into October, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how men are seeing a drastic drop in their sperm count. Stuff we are doing on an everyday basis is ruining our sperm. And Starbucks is going to now provide backup care benefit to U.S. workers. This is a new benefit, subsidized backup care for children and adults. We're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Talia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCTORDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, before we even begin, I got to tell you guys about this because this is disgusting. When I was in middle school, it was in the 80s, my teacher was talking about Reese's peanut butter cups. And Reese's, the little mini Reese's peanut butter cups, I think was starting to become really, really popular. And she had told me, and she had told the class, that she could never eat a Reese's peanut butter cup again. And we're like, why? They're kind of yummy. Chocolate and peanut butter, though for me, I'd rather just eat the chocolate. I would just bite off the chocolate, leave the peanut butter. She said because when she was younger, she had bit into a bunch of them, and she had noticed that the peanut butter was moving, and there were worms that she found in her peanut butter. And so ever since that, I've had trouble eating Reese's peanut butter. And ever since that, I've always looked at my food. I'll take a bite. Before I chew and swallow the food, I'll take a look and see what I just bit into. Well, what do you do for drinks? Well, a dad allegedly finds mold in a kid's Capri Sun pouch. Wow. That's incredible that he actually found it, because most people, they just pop the straw into the Capri Sun and start drinking. But the dad's from Indiana, Cameron Hardwick, had noticed an unopened pouch of his 3-year-old's Capri Sun seemed low in content. So he posted a video of himself on Facebook pouring out the package's contents, which allegedly included a, quote, unknown substance. It ended up being mold. Now this has gotten the attention of the beverage maker, as well as people nationwide. He said, to say we were irate would be an understatement. We don't give these to our children often, but we will never again. So he pours it out. It looks extremely less than the other one. And then as he pours it out, the young guy, there's actually, he was actually able to see what they believe was possibly mold that was consuming the beverage. Now, liquid does run that risk. It just makes me want to barf that something like that could happen. You know, usually if you see something puffy, you think about anaerobic bacteria. But something sugary, etc., what they think maybe happened is there was a little micro pour into the packaging. So a follow-up post on Monday, the dad, Hardwick, said Kraft Foods, Capri Sun's parent company, had reached out, and a third party came to the house to collect the sample and the package the day after the video was posted. And, you know, as he's pouring, this big lump of goo pours out of it. It's disgusting, and it's looks like mold to me. So obviously, you've got to see this video. You'll never pick up a Capri Sun again. And it thinks, I actually have a Capri Sun with me right now. There's only one Capri Sun. I got a Capri Sun with me. I like Capri Suns. But now I'm like, oh my gosh. So a representative for Capri Sun commented, said, although it's rare, it is possible for mold to grow inside containers of preservative-free juice drinks if the pouch is punctured in a way on its journey from our facilities to your home. We understand it's unpleasant, but the mold is naturally occurring, just like if you left an apple on your counter for too long and mold begins to grow. Any leaky or punctured pouches should be discarded. So now Capri Sun's going to probably take one hell of a hit, but disgusting. And, you know, we ask for preservative-free, we want to be as natural as possible, etc., but sometimes we need these weird chemicals to help prevent stuff like this from growing. Disgusting, nevertheless. Drink water instead if you can. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back. or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at GCNLive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we learned this morning, and I don't think the timing was a surprise. I think it was planned, that Nikki Haley is not going to be ambassador to the United Nations anymore. She's been a favorite with the administration, pretty low-key, low-drama, very adept at her job. Things seem to have been going well. She seems to have been doing a fantastic job. So it was kind of a shock, of course, to the media and to the world that something like this would happen. And what was even more of a shock is all this other stuff have got leaked, but not this. So, makes me wonder if there's a little bit more planning involved with some of these leaks and with some of these not so big leaks. So, people think, oh, maybe she's running for 2020. No. She even said she wasn't. My first thought when I saw that happen was, because, you know, what the media shows us, she looks happy. She looks comfortable. She looks really good at her job. Is either A, she's getting burned out, you know, and she's got issues at home or kids or health issues, or two, she may want to run for Senate. You have somebody who both the Democrats and Republicans like. Maybe she's going to be running for Senate later, and she needs to get back to South Carolina or wherever she's going to run in order to do that. And I haven't really been up on the whole South Carolina Senate race for 2020, but I'm wondering if maybe that could be what's going on. She actually kind of hinted that she's not really, you know, leaving the you know, her, shall we say, driver loyalty to helping this administration. So you wonder if maybe that is in the works. So President Trump announced this. He and she sat together. They looked great. They looked really comfortable. They looked like they were together. They, you know, I could read people's faces. I either, if they did have a falling out, it was a long time ago. And Trump had said, oh, yeah, she gave her notice 6 months ago. So they kept it quiet. She said, no, I'm not running for 2020. I look forward to supporting the president in the next election. So people are now saying, okay, well, maybe she's leaving because of the Kavanaugh thing. Maybe she's leaving because, no. First, I think this announcement was perfectly timed. The president and the Democrats, or the president is getting, you know, criticized for the FBI handling of Brett Kavanaugh, which, again, I don't know what the FBI could have done the seventh time around that they didn't do the first six. So, I think the FBI did whatever they could, especially not having any evidence or anything to go by, because people were claiming, you know, murky claims that even if they were true, there was no way to investigate them. So, I mean, the FBI did what they could. But, you know, the media has been all fired up. They needed something to do. And so they were talking about, well, let's talk about impeachment. Can you impeach Kavanaugh? Can you now investigate him for lying under oath? He was drinking, and they needed something to do. They needed something. And so then, all of a sudden, this story broke. And now, some, you know, journalists were saying, I don't know why he did this, because he technically won with the Kavanaugh thing. No, that wasn't good press. The Kavanaugh win was not technically good press. So he needs to distract people, and this did. This did distract. So, Nikki Haley said her family was supportive of her career. No personal reasons for her departure. And you want to know what she does deserve privacy with that? But for somebody like me, who is very, shall we say, goal-driven and work-driven, I just can't see leaving the administration to not work anywhere. And so I find that a little bit odd for somebody who was such an overachiever as she was. Apparently, you know, I look at her her history. She was able to move up to Trump's UN. I mean, faster than anybody else could have even thought. She's the daughter of Indian American immigrants. She came from a small town in South Carolina. Her father was a professor at a government agricultural university, settled in the U.S. to teach at a university. Her mother was a lawyer in India, then became a school teacher in South Carolina. Then apparently she was entered in the child's beauty pageant at the age of 5, but she was disqualified because she was neither white or black, and those were the competition's two categories back then in the 70s. She's a graduate of Clemson University. Worked for her mother's clothing company and became a state chairwoman for the National Association of Women Business Owners. And then she ran for governor in 2010 and was able to narrowly beat Democrat Vincent Shaheen. And then she went for UN ambassador. So you have somebody who's I don't want to call her workaholic, but, you know, she, despite having a family, she busted her butt. So then it makes you wonder what's going on. My guess is, after everything that happened with the Senate, my guess is somebody suggested that somebody as popular as her to start moving into the legislature. So, and, you know, maybe she's going to consider that take some time. She's got some teenagers. She could start getting that ready for the next, for the 2020. And so that's my guess. But if not, you know, everybody's kind of praising her for saying, look, at some point, you need to step aside and let other people come in. Like, public servants should be term limited and recognize when it's time to leave. Now, have any of you guys ever considered doing that? Just recognize that it was time for you to leave? I did. I recognized that it was time for me to not practice medicine anymore. And I never thought somebody like me who was a workaholic could think that. I went to medical school. I busted my butt, took on student loans, busted my butt building a practice, a very successful practice. It was still successful to the day I closed it. But after all the Obamacare changes, after I saw the writing on the wall, and I knew that eventually I would have to consolidate, or I would have to, you know, become an employee somewhere, I decided, you know what, it was time for me to leave. Was I burned out? Was I sick of it all? No, I wasn't there yet. Because my patients, I loved my patients. I got on a Saturday or Sunday, come in, open up the door, hang out with patients anytime. I like to talk. I like to entertain. But was I sick of the whole bureaucracy and the way medicine was going? Yeah. And I had to say, you wonder what it's time for me to leave. I think there's a lot of doctors out there that need to do that. I think there's a lot of pilots out there that need to do that. And Lord knows there's a lot of politicians out there that need to do that. They need to just say, you know what? I think it's time for me to go. A.K.A. Chuck Schumer. All right. Or Pelosi. That takes a lot of guts. Takes a lot of chutzpah. Takes a lot of cojones. Now, I don't want to use chutzpah for that word. Cojones, I would say. So, you know, is that the real reason? I don't know. I think Trump's administration is brilliant at doing distraction and feeding the media so they leave them alone and they get other things done. But then, you know, maybe Nikki Haley, which I don't think this is it, but maybe she's like, you know what, I had enough. I'm done. I had a come to Jesus moment where I want to live my life and I don't want to, you know, work 40-hour days. I want to, you know, be with family. Maybe she didn't have that moment. You know, it's really hard for a woman to do that because people say, oh, well, she couldn't handle the job. I don't see that as that being the case in this situation. She's a tough cookie. But you know, want to know what? What if you guys are in a job where you just can't handle it? That's okay. There's a lot of us that say, no, I just can't do it. These are not the hours I could work. You know, your body is a lot smarter than you are. And when your body starts to make you anxious or, you know, has issues with your sleeping or causes, you know, you to not be able to sleep or, you know, function sexually or, you know, keep the weight you want or you start feeling fatigued, that's your body telling you something. And if that's not the job you're supposed to be in or this isn't the type of hours you're supposed to be working or it's not what you're supposed to be doing, what your passion is for, sometimes your body tells you. And that's your homework, you know, today. You know, try to read your body on if it likes what you're doing. Because life is too short. You can't be spending one more hour doing something that you really don't want to do. I understand the in-laws. Well, that's what I'm saying. Okay, we have to budget. You know, spending time with the in-laws, I get that. Doing your kids' homework, I get that. But a lot of us are in the wrong job. 1-877-SELLY, don't go away.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's UN Ambassador Nikki Haley is going to be leaving that position at the end of this year. Confirmation coming as she appeared with President Trump at the White House just a short time ago.
For the last day, you have done a fantastic job, and I want to thank you very much.
Trump says Haley, who's been in the position since his administration began, had told him of her plans to leave about 6 months ago, so it hasn't come as a surprise.
Hurricane Michael was upgraded to a Category 2 hurricane as of earlier this morning.
That's his spokesman for NOAA on the hurricane that's approaching the Florida panhandle and is now expected to become even stronger, a Category 3 by the time it makes landfall there sometime tomorrow. The storm could then bring some unneeded rain to the waterlogged Carolinas is still recovering from Hurricane Florence. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So Hurricane Michael, as predicted, has become a hurricane level 2 hurricane, or I should say a level 2 hurricane. I apologize, category 2. Leave me alone. All right, level category. Look, do I sound like a meteorologist? Okay, I have not had the skill set to be able to word meteorological terms correctly. So cut me some slack, Jack. However, this is some serious stuff. Because it's strengthened to a Category 2 storm, they believe this is going to be one of the most vicious storms to hit the Florida Panhandle in at least 13 years. I'm being told decades. But 13 years ago, they got hit hard there. So it's barreling towards Florida's northeast Gulf Coast, moving towards the northeast, and they expect it to strengthen even more, possibly become a Category 3 storm when it hits. And this turned up pretty quickly. According to Florida Governor Rick Scott, he said Hurricane Michael is forecast to be the most destructive storm to hit the Florida Panhandle in decades. It's expected to move across the eastern Gulf of Mexico through Tuesday, then make landfall in the Panhandle on Wednesday afternoon as a Category 3. Now, if you remember, Hurricane Katrina, we thought was a Category 5. It downgraded to a Category 4, and now reports are saying it was a Category 3 when it hit. Now, I still believe it would have been a 4 to a 5, but some reports saying that Hurricane Katrina was actually a Category 3 when it hit Louisiana. So if Hurricane Michael may strengthen to a 3 when it hits Florida, we could be looking at very similar damage as Hurricane Katrina. So we don't mess around with something like this. So on Tuesday, Michael's top sustained winds had risen to 100 miles per hour, which will increase to at least 110 miles per hour. They say there is life-threatening storm surge, heavy rainfall, and possibly tornadoes. They say hurricane-force winds will extend 40 miles from the center of the storm. FEMA said some hurricane-force winds are going to go well inland. We're looking at maps of storm-force winds. Atlanta's going to be hit. Raleigh, North Carolina. It's going to go all the way up to even D.C. They're going to be able to feel this. More National Guard troops have been activated, about 2,500 National Guard troops. From what we understand, Tallahassee's airport has already closed. You have to see homes and businesses boarded up. They say this hurricane may impact the midterms. Florida has some races for U.S. Senate and a Florida governor, some high-profile candidates. And the Democratic nominee for governor is Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum. Now, Tallahassee could face a direct hit from Michael. And Gillum left the campaign trail to attend to the city's response. He spent all his time now with emergency responders, like he should. And he had to stop campaigning. Now, you still have, you know, the rest of his campaign apparatus going on and knocking on doors, etc. But the campaign had to stop running ads in all markets north of and including Gainesville. They also suspended fundraising solicitations. So, there's a lot of politics in play. You would think there's a natural disaster. Everybody's got to come together. And, you know, good for him, you know, for coming to the city's aid like he's supposed to. But that can definitely mess things up for people who are trying to run for office. When they have their plan, their political plan, and their, you know, map of what they're going to do and where they're going to go and where they're going to hit, then you have to cancel and try to regroup, especially since this may be as big as Katrina, you know, with that much devastation, or Florence. That's a problem. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Godspeed. I hope they're able to overcome. Now, climate change. There's a new study linking weather and mental health. And the study, being reported by the LA Times, outlines three separate ways that hotter and more extreme weather stand to undermine the mental well-being of the people who experience it. They say the effects are going to be most pronounced for women and low-income Americans. Well, if there's a hurricane, there's an earthquake, if it's hot outside, yeah, we get grumpy. Right? Just don't link it to yours and my car. I just don't see how my car that gets smogged is causing these big climate changes. I just don't get that. Or my eating a burger. I had a burger the other day. And they say the gas that I emit affects the climate. Well, it may affect the local climate because the cats and dogs clear the room, but I just don't think Hurricane Michael is as a result of me or you eating a burger. But, yeah, the more we do have these weird weather patterns and people having to flee from their homes and evacuate and not be able to go back to work and lose all their belongings, yeah, my guess is it does affect mental health. The research team was led by Ned Obradovich. He's a data scientist at the MIT Media Lab. He examines climate change and human behavior. And this research team was guided by the, quote, real-life experience of a diverse group of people from 263 cities across the country. Now, all of them took part in the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, a health survey that's been operated by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Between 2002 and 2012, nearly 2 million participants were asked, now thinking about your mental health, which includes stress, depression, problems with emotions, how many days during the past 30 days was your mental health not good? Well, Abramovich and his colleagues used responses to classify people into two groups, those who reported any recent days of poor mental health and those who didn't. Now, yeah, this isn't a full psychoanalysis, but these assessments were able to kind of peek into a little bit of their psyche. And then the CDC included a location for each participant, and the researchers used it to match each person's mental health. Over the 10-year period, they found three distinct ways that climate change was associated with worse mental health. One was the short-run weather exposure, where they recorded the highest temperature for each day in each city. Then they calculated the average over the peaks over the course of each month. And then they found if the maximum temp averaged 86 degrees or above, this is Fahrenheit, of course, the odds that people would experience poor mental health were 1 percentage point higher than in months when the average temperature was between 50 and 59 degrees. I don't know. I love Christmas time and the holidays. And so my favorite time of year is October, November, December. This is fall. Winter is my favorite. I think the holidays are so cool. I love Halloween. So for me, yeah, maybe because it's getting cooler, but I'm not as big on the spring as I am on fall, winter. I really, really love that time of year. So if I say, yeah, I'm grumpy, and it's the spring, and it's warming up, you can't be saying that's because of climate change. They said some people are more vulnerable than others. They sorted the participants into four groups according to their income and found that the effect of high temperatures on mental health was 60% greater for those at the bottom of the economic ladder than those for the top. Well, some of us would prefer to be cold than hot. I'm very grumpy when I'm hot and sweaty. And when I'm cold, you're going to be more nice because you want to cuddle up to people. There is something to say about that. When you are a little colder, you know, you're going to be less likely to rip off your shirt and start a bar fight. You're cold, you're going to stay to yourself, going to have your hot toddy. You're just going to kind of, you know, do your thing. When you're younger, maybe you'll have a little hot cocoa. You'll sit by the fire, you'll tell some stories. But when it's hot, and you get crabby. That's just, you know, I mean, I've lived in the desert for most of my life. I was born in L.A., but I grew up in Phoenix and Las Vegas. And, man, everybody was grumpy. It was hot. And then summer came, and it was really hot. And we said it was hotter than hell. Why is hell hot? Because it makes you grumpy. And that was before climate change. Hell's been around for a long time. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800.
562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, somebody who doesn't have a lot of love is Michael from Baton Rouge. And I don't blame him. He sounds kind of grumpy. I'm not going to read you his whole, it's not a letter that we got in the mail, but online. But he wants to know, how do you get free medical care? And not free medical care in terms of Medicaid. But he sees people go to the doctor and not pay a copay, walk to the back, yet he has to empty out his wallet. Then he goes to the hospital, he goes to an urgent care, and he's paying an arm and a leg, what he says, quote unquote. And so, how to get free care? He also asked me to write a book on the subject. I can't write a book on the subject because it's really difficult. I mean, I know there's, what are those extreme coupon? Is that those shows where you can, you know, you coupon, you could cut coupons, you could figure out how to save thousands of dollars a year by couponing. So with medical care, this is tricky. And as a doctor, I have to be very, very careful about how I word this. Because there are ways to save money as a patient in medicine. But it's not something that a medical provider can suggest. Like, for example, cutting your pills in half. You know, asking for the higher dose of pills and then cutting them in half. This is something that's been done for decades. But it's not something that anybody board certified like me, a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians, can really advise people to do, because how do you know you're getting exactly 50.00000% of your medication? Now, with my patients, when I had prescribed Crestor, let's say Crestor, 10 milligrams, and Crestor, one of my favorite cholesterol medications, but it wasn't generic for the longest time. And it worked so well on my patients, they wanted it, but they, despite the price, but they were like, I got to save money. So we would prescribe the 20 milligrams and let them cut it in half, and that just saved them half the cost. So the 20 milligrams was the same price as the 10 milligrams. So that made them happy. Overall, I saw it did the same effect. So if they ended up getting maybe 11 milligrams one day and 9 milligrams the next day for their issues with their cholesterol, it was okay. It seemed to work. Not a good idea if you're taking blood pressure medication where you need to really get the exact dose that was formulated, you know, and calculated by the pharmaceutical company. Can't be doing that with your heart medication. Do some people do that with their blood pressure medication? Yeah, they do. Do we advise it? No, we don't. Do we advise it with your diabetes medication? No. But do a lot of people do that? Yeah. But one way to save money is for some of the medications that you have, you know, you get a prescription, you get the higher dose, cut it in half. Now, you know how I taught you guys about ibuprofen? Ibuprofen, it's a fantastic medication for acute pain. Works better than narcotics. The problem is you can't take it long term. And I don't like you taking the 800 milligrams. I like you taking, you know, maybe 400 milligrams, a little safer on the tummy, a little safer on the heart, a little safer on the kidneys. The problem is over-the-counter ibuprofen, taking a couple tablets, 200, a couple 200s to make 400, does not seem to work like taking it in a full prescription form. So sometimes I've done that. Take the ibuprofen, cut it in half. There's your 400. It seems to work better. However, a half an 800 milligram ibuprofen is very chalky, and the edge is a little sharp. That's not the easiest pill to swallow. So that's another thing you got to be careful of. So one is cutting the pills. Number two is manufacture coupons. Anytime I buy something online, I'll Google coupon code. Right? You guys ever do that? So if I have to buy a dress, or I have to buy a Halloween costume, or I want to buy a pair of boots, I'll go online, and then, I don't know, bootshop.com. Let's say I buy my boots. I don't even know if there's something called bootshop.com. That'd be a good website, by the way. And then what I would do is I would Google bootshop coupons. RetailMeNot or Groupon or somebody has a coupon. Then I use a coupon code and I get an extra 5% off. I love that. We're starting to see that with some pharmaceuticals. So you might want to take advantage of that. Or contact the pharmaceutical company and say, look, you know, I'm trying your new medication. I know you're trying to launch a medication, but it's too damn expensive. What do you have? And a lot of them have discount cards where you don't pay more than you would for your copay. Remember, these pharmaceutical companies spent a lot of money on that drug. And they need that drug to go viral. And so they're going to want it out there. And word of mouth, or patients going to their doctor saying, look, I only want Namenda or Crestor or Exubera or whatever. That's what happened with Viagra. People are like, I really want it. I don't care what it costs. But it took a while for that to happen, so there had to be coupon cards or pharmacy cards. Next, don't just go. You need to price shop, especially with pharmacies. I've seen pharmacies screw people over. One pharmacy tried to screw me over. I'm like, are you kidding me? Trying to talk me out of getting generic. Saying it's going to be more expensive. No, it wasn't. They lied. Lied. So, when it comes to that, Costco, Sam's Club would be a cheaper pharmacy. So that'll save you money. Now, what Michael wanted to know is how to get into the doctor for free. Okay, well, the problem is a lot of doctors are out of business or they left their practice because of that. Okay, I mean, doctors give away the farm all too many times and they got bills to pay. However, what I would do with some of my patients is sometimes I really wanted to know that they were better and they were being compliant. And so I would tell them to come in for free and see the nurse. When you see the nurse, it's cheaper than seeing the doctor. And so if I wanted to make sure, if it was like a follow-up for blood pressure, diabetes, you're seeing me. If it was a follow-up for cellulitis, you're seeing me. But if you wanted to come in and just get a blood pressure check before you saw me, in a couple days, you know, go see the nurse. You don't have to pay anything. Well, yeah, we doctors could bill a nurse's visit, but rarely do the patients get billed for that. If you want to get a flu shot, don't make a full-blown appointment to do that. Just go and get the flu shot. And so what you could do is you could talk to the doctor and say, look, I don't want to burn up any more of your time, but if I need something quick or a recheck, what can I do so I, you know, where I don't have to pay a copay? What services do you guys offer where I don't have to pay a copay? Because I would rather use that copay to see you. You know, let them know your budgeting. Let them know between the medicines and all this, this is what I'm coming out each month. And I want to pay to see you next month. So when you say to come back in 2 weeks when I really don't can't afford to come back in a month, what can I do to save some money? And the average doctor is really, really empathetic. They're like, you know what? This guy's cool. He wants to save some money. Do not expect one doctor to waive a copay for you and not somebody else. We have to treat everybody the same. And you could get in trouble with the insurance company because the insurance company has a contract with the doctor. So the doctor can't just say, okay, you know what, I'll write your bill off. Then the insurance company said, well, you got to write it off for everybody. If not, you lose the contract. So they can't mess with that. However, they could provide services that don't involve them that they don't have to bill for. And they could do something like that. Phone calls, I mean, I would be at my office sometimes till 10 o'clock at night, you know, dealing with phone calls. But, you know, you could ask your doctor, say, look, I know you're busy, but can any of this be managed over the phone to save me money? You know, it's worth asking. Now, if you have a doctor that or a medical provider that says, no, I'm not here, I can't work for free, then you know where you're at. And you may have a hard time finding somebody. But there may be other people out there saying, you want to know what? We do have a great nurse line. Try that. And then when you want to see me, you see me. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.